Lesson 2C. Exercise 7.
My name is Sam Harrison. I'm an investigative journalist working for a British national newspaper. I was inspired to get into journalism by the example of two investigative journalists who took great personal risks in order to expose wrongdoing and corruption. The first is Irish reporter Donal McIntyre. During his career, McIntyre has repeatedly gone incognito in various different situations. He assumed disguises in order to infiltrate organisations, ranging from adventure sports companies to care homes for vulnerable people, where he exposed conditions that led to one institution closing and two individuals being cautioned for assault. In the course of his 20-year career in journalism, he's been shot at, beaten, abused on the streets in front of his children, and forced to move house more than 50 times because of death threats. One of McIntyre's best-known and bravest undercover exploits took place in 1999, when he posed as a prospective member of the Chelsea Headhunters, a notorious gang of football hooligans. During his time undercover, McIntyre confirmed that the Headhunters had ties to a neo-Nazi organisation called Combat 18. Several gang members were arrested and convicted as a result of the investigation, and one member, Jason Mariner, was handed a 6-year jail sentence for organising a clash with rival fans. McIntyre was placed under police protection during the trial, but this did not prevent him and his wife being attacked in a bar 6 years later in a revenge attack. My second hero is the journalist John Howard Griffin. A variety of experiences in the Second World War, ranging from smuggling Jews to safety with the French Resistance to suffering from years of blindness after being struck by shrapnel, had a profound effect on him. And in 1959, Griffin began taking the drug oxurellan, which, in combination with exposure to a sun lamp, turned his skin black. No other alteration to his appearance was necessary, apart from shaving his head. He had become, to all eyes, a black man. Essentially, he had changed race for his career. Griffin travelled through the deep south of the United States with the aim of discovering what it was like to be black. A Texan by birth, he had been taught that black people were different and inferior. For a month, Griffin got a close-up look at how black people were treated. He found that the determining factor affecting how whites behaved towards him was the colour of his skin. He called it a dirty bath of hatred. What's more, Griffin began to question whether racism was merely a southern problem, or if it was, as he had come to believe, a human problem. His book, Black Like Me, documented his journey and saw him receive death threats from some of his fellow white men. They even hanged an effigy of him.